Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Let's see. This program is sponsored in part by the Fairfax Education Association and the United Auto Workers Region 1D. We appreciate that very much. On the phone with us today, we've got Mark McDermott. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Charles.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. What else should we be talking about today?
Let's talk about a big success in Washington State over the past 10 years and the Koch brothers' counterattack against it.
Okay.
We have thousands of in-home child care workers who take care of our kids or our grandkids or our nieces or our nephews, you know, when they're young. And they were very, very poorly paid in Washington State. So the Service Employees Union, with a lot of community allies and other unions, put an initiative on the ballot to win them collective bargaining rights by making them a special class of state employees. And they got their first contract in 2008. And in the past 9 years, they have raised their wages by 36%. Now, these were very low-paid workers. They're still low-paid, but huge increases in pay because of this tremendous effort. They won holiday pay. They won health insurance. They won professional training days. And they've improved the quality of child care in the state. And so what has been the response of the right wing and the Koch brothers? There is an organization in our state called the Freedom Foundation, which is heavily funded by the Koch brothers. And they are now promoting a decertification of this union and urging people to join a new association, also could be called a union, and essentially arguing you don't need to pay dues to this union because you'll get these benefits anyway.
Yeah, so the Koch brothers will provide them for you for free. That's it. Did you know that, my goodness, that all the criminals in the United States are forming a criminal benevolence association, and you can join. Yeah, really.
So the Koch brothers are not only funding a union decertification, but this organization that they support is encouraging people to join a different association, a different union. So in a bizarre way, they're pretending supporting the right to unionize.
Right. And once they have your name and your telephone number and your address, you'll never get a job again because you'll be blacklisted.
Well, and they've actually hired a bunch of organizers to go out and door knock these thousands of unionized home health care workers to try and talk them into decertifying the union. The union has been very strong and has maintained a very high membership even after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't have a union shop back in 2014 in a decision called Harris versus Quinn, which was an Illinois home care worker case. So we've got a long battle going on here in which they've made tremendous progress for years. And now the Kochs are testing, can we break this union in Washington State? They're now moving their operations into Oregon to see if they can accomplish this there. And if they succeed in either Washington or Oregon, they're going to bring this union-busting model for home care workers and in-home health care workers to your states. So it's a national threat, but we're on top of it here, and we think we're going to beat them. But it is a tough fight, and it's vicious and dirty going after workers that are very poorly paid and saying, why don't we destroy the union that has given you a 36% raise in 9 years? This is what the Koch brothers are up to behind the scenes when they're not doing things in Washington, D.C., like trying to buy elections. They're actually trying to destroy the labor movement on the ground.
And that's a real problem. It's a real problem in a lot of different directions. What is it everybody else across the United States can do to help?
Publicize what is going on, in part. to expose these methods that are being used, because they're being used in one state, but they may be coming to your state.
Right.
So preparing people for this kind of counterattack. You could also contact SEIU Local 925 in Seattle and ask what type of support could you give, could we give to your fight.
And the local again?
SEIU Local 925. Google it and get their phone number. There's not a vote scheduled. They're trying to beat this because
right.
they have to get 30% of the potential members to sign a petition, and they're right now they're far from getting the number they need to force an election.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Mark, it never ceases to amaze me the creativity that they can come up with. Whoever would have thunk that one? But they come up with these things, they come up with these ideas, and then next thing you know, you're off to the races, and it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
And I think one of the important things in a fight like this is not only to defeat the Koch brothers and their union busting, but to be educating the thousands of union members in their community allies and their families about the deeper struggle that we're engaged in, because the Koch brothers, why should the Koch brothers care whether or not a home health care worker in Washington State makes $12 or $13 an hour and has health insurance? What can that possibly have to do with the corporate profits of the Kochs? And so it's an educational moment to explain to people that no matter where you are in the country, we've got to stick together, union and non-union, native-born and foreign-born, because they're coming after all of us.
Right. They are. And they're going to...
United we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know that. We're going to look up... We're going to find SEIU 925, and we're going to reach out and see what we can do to help. that's really got my tongue. I got to tell you, it's very interesting to see that one happening.
But the good thing is the union is being very strong and pushing hard, and their members are fighting hard and fighting forward. They're not going to get rolled on this. But the learning lessons and the support to beat this, so that we don't have fights like this going on in 15 states. We need to bust the Kochs down on this one right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this, we talked about the Koch brothers. They are all over the place. They have decided that it's easier for them to try and take over all 50 states, House and Senate, as opposed to trying to take over the federal House and Senate in Washington, D.C., and they've been running around Pennsylvania and elsewhere, tossing money up and down the halls, promising people, we'll give you money if you support us, and if you don't, we'll get somebody to run against you. So,
right.
You know, it's really just wild for me to see these things, and but they happen. They happen on a daily basis, and we need to continue to be prepared for them and others.
So, absolutely.
And what else are you guys working on in Washington State right now?
Well, you know, we've got a big legislative fight going on for pay raises for our state employees. They are woefully underpaid. So that's, you know, there's a huge budget fight to adequately fund public education, you know, particularly in the kindergarten to high school areas. We're continuing to fight forward in terms of trying to unionize Uber and Lyft drivers here in Seattle. We got a law passed, an ordinance passed in the city of Seattle that grants the right to organize a union for Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're under federal law, they're all independent contractors. And so the Teamsters Union is leading that fight. They're doing a great job. And so now Uber and Lyft are counterattacking by saying that you're preempted by federal law, that they're preempted by federal law from organizing a union because they're independent contractors. And the city and the community and union response is, well, no, federal labor law says that you can't organize under federal law, but there's nothing in the federal law that prohibits a city from passing an ordinance saying they have a right to bargain under city law. So this is a national test case for, you know, literally tens and hundreds of thousands of Uber and Lyft drivers across the country to see if they can figure out a way to grant to win the right to organize a union. Because Uber and Lyft, as you know, are destroying the taxi cab industry that once right. upon a time in many places were unionized. And so now we have basically a virtually completely non-union industry of taxi cab drivers, Lyft drivers, and Uber drivers, hundreds of thousands of people barely making enough to live on.
Right.
And so it's another critical sort of opening fight in a larger national struggle to unionize this quote-unquote gig economy. Well, gig economy is, no, you work for yourself, you'll have poverty wages, and too bad for you, and if your life is miserable, you don't have any rights to change it. And we can't accept that. This is an updated version of the early 20th century of dog-eat-dog big business. And Uber and Lyft are making billions. And they're fighting to prevent their quote-unquote independent contractors from making a decent living. And the effect of that is that they end up on food stamps and on Medicaid because they can't make enough money to support themselves. So we're paying for it as taxpayers because they don't have a right to unionize. And their kids have a more difficult time in school because their parents are working... they're working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. How are they supposed to have a family life? How are they supposed to help their kids with their schoolwork? And how are they supposed to participate in community life? This is just wrong. So it's a big fight here. It's going to go on for years, but the Teamsters and their allies are up for the fight.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. It's absolutely a good thing. And now I have to ask, in your neck of the woods, are the taxi cabs organized already?
No. Because the taxi cabs have all become independent contractors. Now, the Teamsters have, Teamsters Local 117 has created an association of
right.
taxi cab drivers. So there are a lot of the taxi cab drivers are members of this association. But they don't have the legal right under federal law to demand an election and bargain for a contract because they're independent business people. So there is an association that is part of the Teamsters union. They don't have collective bargaining rights. And so the Teamsters are trying to spread that model to Uber and Lyft so that we understand that all of these workers are being pitted against each other. And the effect of it is it's driving down everybody's standard of living in the process.
Right. Absolutely. Very interesting. Go ahead.
The taxi cab industry here is shrinking rapidly because of the growth of Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
And a lot of the former taxi cab drivers now drive for Uber and for Lyft. So some of them, you know, moved over. Because they have a chance to get more hours and make more money, not a lot. But they're still working with the Teamsters union. So it's changing employers, but sticking with the union.
And hopefully...
Long, complicated fight.
Yeah, and hopefully the union can help bring up the wages and the benefits and the protections that they need.
Right. And so, you know, our city has been a pioneer in things like $15 an hour. As a minimum wage for the city. And so we're constantly looking for, can we use city law or can we use county law to improve the working conditions and wages and benefits of Uber and Lyft drivers and others who are trapped in this gig economy right now. So there's a constantly thinking of new ways to try and attack these problems. Not easy. We obviously need federal labor law reform. We're not going to get that in the next 4 years. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Mark, we've got to get going. We appreciate it. Very quickly, how do we find your website?
It's Mark M. McDermott. That's MarkMcDermott.com.
There you go. Mark, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.